Thank you, Father, for these beats redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus, my King. It is written, every knee shall bow of those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus Christ is King of Kings, Chief of Chiefs, the Chief Shepherd that was led as a lamb. Ooh. The Chief Shepherd was led as a sheep to the slaughter, our Passover lamb, the door, the way, the truth, the life. It's all Jesus, our whole armor. The battle is the Lord's, our belt of truth. Breastplate of righteousness, helmet of salvation, gospel of peace to cover our feet. Belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, hold up, wait up, meaty, oakley, minute. Calm down, why so serious? Calm down, kill us, don't get too serious. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for your, man, presence that is evident by this. I confess that I've sinned against you and you only, and I ask that you forgive me. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for being faithful and just to forgive me for my sins and cleansing me from all unrighteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus makes me clean. Nothing but the blood of Jesus makes me whole. Nothing but the blood of Jesus makes me shameless and blameless before your searching, penetrating gaze. Nothing but the blood of Jesus makes me able to stand in your presence. It is written, heaven and earth shall bow of those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The hour has come, fellow heathens, hear ye. Destined for the second death, hear ye, to be punished, body and soul destroyed in hell. Hold up for a fellow heathen that deserves eternal punishment, tortured by demons and devils, burning with no chance in hell for rest. Wait and give a temporary 60 seconds of sacred service to the source of life. Instead of everything you make church and religious every day, worship idol leeches sucking from the mind, will, and emotional dedication of time spent giving power to the idols of the devil's playground. Fraudulent fun, manifestations of the kingdom of Satan in every work of his evil and immoral agents who possess power and knowledge beyond our own, but are neither omnipotent nor omniscient. Some resolve to exhibit their powers in public to reel in those seeking to surrender their bodies as vessels and tombs where demons extract life, consuming the soul with counteracting influences to impair the purity of the word, twisting the scripture in attempt to defeat us by strategy and deceit, through well-laid plans and deliberate accusations. The devil is a liar, bombarding our minds with cleverly devised suspicious doubts and fears to make us stay insecure, fully focused on the flesh, mind, madly confused and detached, with no hope, lost and without God. It's a shame to be focused on anything but the Lord, cause he's my strength, my sword, my shield, my source, my song, my hope. Ooh, my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. Ooh, my sufficiency is of the beloved sin. Ooh, grace that's made perfect in my weakness, that amen. Thank you. My sufficiency is of the source. Let's start that over again. It's all Jesus, my King. It is written, Every knee shall bow of those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The hour has come, fellow heathens. Hear ye, destined for the second death. Hear ye, to be punished, and body and soul destroyed in hell. Hold up for a fellow heathen that deserves eternal punishment, tortured by demons and devils, burning with no chance in hell to rest. Wait and give a temporary 60 seconds of sacred service to the source of life. Instead of everything you make church and religious, everyday worship, idol, leeches seeking, leech sucking. From the mind, will, and emotional dedication, the time spent giving power to the idols of the devil's playground. Fraudulent fun manifestations of the kingdom of Satan and every work of his evil and immoral agents who possess power and knowledge beyond our own, but are neither omnipotent nor omniscient. Some resolve to exhibit their powers in public, to reel in those seeking to surrender their bodies as vessels and tombs, where demons extract life, consuming the soul with counteracting influences to impair the purity of the word, twisting the scripture in attempt to defeat us by strategy and deceit through well-laid plans and deliberate accusations. The devil is a liar, bombarding our minds, but with cleverly devised suspicious doubts and fear to make us stay insecure, fully focused on the flesh, mad, blind, confused, and detached, with no hope, lost, and without God. It's a shame to be focused on anything but the Lord, cause he's my strength, my sword, my shield, my source, my song, my hope. My soul shall make his boast in the Lord. My sufficiency is of the beloved grace that's made perfect in my weakness, that came to seek and save this heathen lost and bound by Satan. But Jesus set me free from the world, the flesh, sin, and its consequences, the snare of the fowler, the trap of the hunter, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience. All powers of darkness, hold up and pause for a mediocre sacred minute of your temporary existence, and submit yourself under the mighty hand of God, because he resists the proud and gives grace to the humble, and in due time he will lift you up. Resist the devil and he will flee. Be sober and vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. It's all Jesus. Don't frustrate the beloved. Don't frustrate the grace of God. Holy Spirit, help us get out of the way and take the yoke of Christ upon ourselves. Teach us about Jesus. Interpret the scriptures line upon line. Death is defeated, precept upon precept. The King is alive, my Redeemer lives. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. You believe in God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. Jesus, thank you for your body that was broken and tortured for us to be made perfect, blameless, and shameless by your precious blood, ushering in the new covenant. My God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Break your knees, bow down to the ground, face down. Cause it is written, every knee shall bow, of those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The hour has come, fellow heathens. Hear ye, destined for the second death. Hear ye, to be punished, body and soul destroyed in hell. Hold up for a fellow heathen that deserves eternal punishment, tortured by demons and devils, burning with no chance in hell to rest. We then give a temporary 60 seconds of sacred service to the source of life. Instead of everything you make church and religious, everyday worship idol, teaching from the mind, touching from the mind, willing emotional dedication of constant, giving power to idols of the devil, playground, fraudulent, fun, manifestations of the kingdom of Satan and every work of the evil and immoral agents, who possess power and knowledge beyond our own, but are neither omnipotent nor omniscient. Can we drop to exhibit their powers in public to heal and those seeking to surrender their bodies as vessels and tombs, where demons extract life, consuming the soul with counteracting influences to impair the purity of the word. Twisting the scripture in attempt to defeat us by their strategy and deceit through well-laid plans and deliberate accusations. The devil is a liar, bombarding our minds with cleverly devised suspicious doubts and fears to make us stay in the realm of insecurity. To make us stay insecure, God, fully focused on the flesh, mad, blind, confused, and detached, lost, with no hope, and without God. It's a shame to be focused on anything but the Lord, cause he's my strength, my sword, my shield, my sword, my song, my hope, my soul shall make it both in the Lord. My sufficiency is of the beloved grace that's made perfect in my weakness, that came to seek and save this Eden, lost and bound by Satan, but Jesus set me free from the world, the flesh, sin and its consequences, the snare of the fowler, the trap of the hunter, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience, all powers of darkness, hold up. For a mediocre, sacred minute of your temporary existence, and submit yourself under the mighty hand of God, cause he resists the proud but gives grace to the humble, and in due time he will lift you up. Resist the devil and he will flee. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. It's all Jesus. Don't frustrate the beloved, don't frustrate the grace of God. Holy Spirit, help us get out of the way and take the yoke of Christ upon ourselves. Teach us about Jesus, interpret the scriptures, line upon line, death is defeated, precept upon precept, the King is alive, my Redeemer lives. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. You believe in God, you do well, even the demons believe and tremble. Jesus, thank you for your body that was broken and tortured for us to be made perfect, blameless and shameless before the Father, searching, penetrating, gazed by your precious blood, ushering in the new covenant. My God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. Nothing can stop the glory of God. In the name of Jesus. To my Father belong the kingdom, the power, the glory, riches, honor, majesty, might, dominion. Hold up. Let me put some scripture in it. Can someone come into agreement? Thank you, Jesus. Dunamis, look it up. Father, glorify your name by the operative energy of the kingdom within this form of king sanctified. Once clean and made your temple with vessels of service, justified and reward, forgiveness, redemption made evident. Salvation incomprehensible to these mortal forms that grow weak and weary. Creation cursed, made and made beggarly elements, crooked and perverse generation, haughty and chained to ignorance. Mindset on confusion, intent is mediocre and selfish. In the name of Jesus, Father, I'm calling upon you. I demand your supernatural intervention and give you thanks for hearing the petitions of your child. Righteous in Christ Jesus, legally permitted to stand in your presence, guiltless and begging for help, seeking your kingdom knowledge, asking for understanding of my rights as your child, knocking for wisdom, discernment, and revelation to apply the keys given by Jesus and the access granted. The Lord is my inheritance. Dectas, today is the day of salvation. Receive it. Romans 5:17. Read it. Resist the devil and he will flee. Rest. Salvation by grace through faith, and is not of ourselves or of works, that it is the gift of God. Receive. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed. By faith today, I break this bread. This is digital communion. It's up to you to feed. It's up to you to read. It's up to you to seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. It's all Jesus. The battle is the Lord. It's the Lord's. Excuse me. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, I need you now more than ever. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, interpret the scriptures, strengthen our relationship, reveal Jesus, permit a momentary glimpse of the invisible kingdom military, send legions of angels to protect your children and anyone the devil's attempting to bleed dry by sacrifice. Bless this recording, protect your seed and anyone who hears it, past, present, and future, because there's no distance in the spirit. 3 Kings 6. They that be with us are more than they that be with them. Fear not. Thank you, Father, for hearing me. Crush the works of the enemy coming against me. In the name of Jesus. Like a child tearing, wrapping paper back, I imagine the spiritual veil over this realm torn and lifted, exposing the enemy at work. Demons and fallen angels fighting against the kingdom of heaven, relentless and condemned, chanting spells and curses, forming signs and symbols to summon legions of evil demons eager to steal our peace, kill us physically and destroy the soul, choking the seed of the kingdom. James 2:19, read it. Be not deceived. Our imperfection is the first issue the Father desires to clarify. Legally bound to the curse, weakened beggarly elements in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation that always plays the victim role on the stage of life, rehearsing scripts of demonic doctrines, caught up, weighed down by rotten fruit of idol worship. Sacred service comes in many forms, like addiction, church, prison, hell, substance abuse, heaven, someone you love, fear, hate, bitterness, anger, rage, social media, selfish ambitions, and depression. Be not deceived. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life will open doors for the devil, who walks around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Now all in your house to oppress, your overburdened and loaded down. Mental, physical, and spiritual postures depleted, leaning over like a fiend of satanic rituals, consciously or programmed. Repetition, wicked and lazy servants exercising free willful ignorance, detached from God, lost without hope. Mind, will, and emotions control. Existence living soulish, be not deceived. We must give account to the King. It's all Jesus. The life is in his blood. Stipulations of the covenant of grace contingent upon the children's observation to make the beloved an obligation as we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, molded expressions of the Father's grace that develops his distinguishing quality of character. What can the clay say to the potter? We are the work of his hands. The Father is watching you because he loves you so much he can't take his eyes off you. He knows your heart, he knows your thoughts, he wants to know, to shower you with blessings and overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love. He wants a relationship with you now. In the name of Jesus, he knows each one of us intimately, acquainted with our shame, the lust of the flesh, our guilt, the lust of the eyes, our pain and pride that presents less and less than expected. Momentary pleasures take us down to the gates of hell upon that plane of exalted flesh. Defenseless character, inadequate and with no vision or purpose. Intentions negative, destined for the glory, in desperate need of help. Let me hold up. Let me rewind that. Father, thank you. The Father is watching you. Thank you, Father, for watching us. Thank you that you love us so much you can't take your eyes off of us. He knows our thoughts. He wants to shower us with blessings and overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love. He wants a relationship with us now in the name of Jesus. He knows each one of us intimately, acquainted with our shame, the lust of the flesh, our guilt, the lust of the eyes, our pain and pride that presents less and less than expected. Momentary pleasures take us down to the gates of hell, upon that plane of exalted flesh. Defenseless character, inadequate aim with no vision or purpose. Intentions negative, destined for glory, in desperate need of help. Every attempt to better self exposes the vain, insufficient creation that's nothing in and of itself. Thank you, Father. I'm calling upon you, the Holy Spirit within, crying out, Abba. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your love, divine in essence and self-sacrificial in nature. Lord of heaven and earth, I demand your supernatural intervention right now. I need you more than ever. I give you thanks for doing super abundantly, far over and above all that I dare ask or think or even consider, infinitely beyond my highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams, according to the power of your Spirit operative within. To the Father belong the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, unto all the generations of the ages, amen. Line upon line, let it be unto me according to your word, precept upon precept, a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You shall know the truth. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. And we overcome Satan by the life and the blood of our Passover lamb and the word of our testimony. Stipulations of the grace covenant, contingent upon the children's observing and understanding the beloved, our sufficiency and source of everything that we need. The chief shepherd lovingly corrects his children, purging conflicts of character found in the temples. Daily defiled, crushed by the almighty hands, molding his work. Be not deceived, be confident that he who began a good work in you will bring it to a successful conclusion. Jesus said, it is finished, paid in full. Tetelestai, Isaiah 55:11, mission accomplished. Jesus did not return to the Father empty. Our inheritance, my Redeemer lives. Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed and gifted legal right, standing back to our original state, undeserved forgiveness, justified, sanctified, permitted access, given the keys of the kingdom, unmerited free favor, unsearchable riches. Come boldly to the throne of grace with me, fellow heathens, to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Christ in us, the hope of glory, the Lord is our inheritance. Magnificent, burning, fiery furnace, purging this temple, turned to a den of thieves. The consuming fire, the Holy Spirit, who has been caused to make his permanent home in us, has a passionate desire to control us to the point of envy of any control indwelling sin may have over us. That's why the Spirit said, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Dunamis, look it up. Father, glorify your name by the operative energy of the kingdom within this former tomb. Sanctify, wash clean, and made your temple with vessels of treasure, justified, undeserved forgiveness, redemption, made evident, salvation, incomprehensible to these mortal forms. Thank you, Jesus.